Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Perspective on persecution. Around the world, we hear of Christians being persecuted for their faith in Jesus. Afghanistan, North Korea, China. Even in the USA, Christians like Jack Phillips and Baronelle Stutzman are being persecuted for standing up for what they believe. Here's an important principle to keep in mind. In times like these, we need to remember there have always been times like these. Especially because the psalmist Asaph, Jesus, and the apostle Paul all forewarned us about persecution. See Psalm chapter 83, Mark chapter 13 verses 9, 12, and 13, and 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 12 and 13. Jesus said that our persecution should only come on account of me. And Asaph notices the same thing in his prayer, using phrases like, your enemies, your foes, they conspire against your people, and they form an alliance against you. Asaph also recognized that times like these call for a Selah pause, a pause to calmly consider. I think the first thing we need to consider is our part in bringing on the persecution. I need to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal if I may have been the trigger to the anger of these wicked people. If I have done something, I need to repent, ask forgiveness, and see what I can do to make restitution. Next, we need to Selah to consider this. It might look desperate, but God has handled these kinds of evil people before. Asaph mentions several enemies of God's people whom God decisively defeated in the past. Our Selah pause will help us recall that God is the same today as he was yesterday. He is more than able to handle these persecutors. With all of these bullies ganging up on Israel, you can understand why Asaph cries out for God's strong action against them. But I want you to notice that the call for judgment is not vindictive, but redemptive. Asaph asks for punishment so that men will seek your name, O Lord, and that they may know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. In other words, this isn't a get 'em God prayer, but a save 'em God prayer. We're not looking for relief for ourselves, that's only temporary, but we're looking for glory for God, that's eternal. Jesus and the Apostle Peter both tell us that God's desire is for no one to perish apart from a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The reason we need to Selah and ask that introspective question about our words or actions triggering our persecutor's anger is because God will use our righteous response to persecution as a testimony. Jesus said our persecution should be because of him, but he also told us that there would be a blessing in it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, Mark chapter 13, verse 13, and Luke chapter 21, verses 17 to 19. And Paul tells us that this reward isn't just a silver lining to a dark cloud, but a reward beyond compare. See Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Asaph went to prayer when Israel was attacked, and that should be our first response too. But let's Selah in that prayer to make sure we're not the trigger. And then may our prayer be more for God's eternal glory than it is for our temporary relief. If you've missed any of the messages in our series looking at the Selahs in the Psalms, I've shared a link in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.